Friends, don't worry. This isn't tomorrow's speech brought forward by 24 hours, just to reassure you. Look, I just want to add my thanks to all of our colleagues for the incredible job that they did in keeping our country together. And I want to thank colleagues from across the United Kingdom who played their part in this referendum. But I particularly want to thank all of the people on the stage and all of the people in our Scottish Labour Party. Joanne, I want to thank you for the great job you have done and the leadership you have shown. Alistair, I want to thank you because you could have had an easier life after 2010. And you didn't. And you didn't because you care so much about our country, and we will forever be indebted to you for that. I want to thank Margaret Curran for the incredible values that she shows, her tenacity and her strength as our Shadow Secretary of State for Scotland. I want to thank Anas Sawa. I had the privilege of spending a lot of time on Anas's referendum express, his bus. He went all round Scotland. I've got to say, colleagues, Anas is somebody who makes me feel old. But he has a great future in our party. Let's hear it for Anas Sawa, please, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Jim Murphy, who did his Iron Brew tour. 100 events all around Scotland, refusing to be intimidated. Let's hear it for Jim Murphy, please, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Douglas Alexander because he's got a general election to run, he's got a foreign office to inherit, and he was so important to save our country, he spent the time in Scotland to be part of that campaign. Let's hear it for Douglas and the job that he did. And friends, most of all, I want to thank the people who don't often get the recognition, and that is the staff of our Scottish Labour Party. The Labour Party staff, not just of our party in Scotland, but people from right across our United Kingdom, who knew the gravity of the challenge that our country faced, who knew how important it was, and who went to give their help. Let us thank them from the bottom of our heart for the job they did. I know this is becoming like the Oscars, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just thank one other set of people, and that is all of our members of Parliament, our members of the Scottish Parliament, and also our councillors in Scotland too for the job they did. Let's hear it for them. And then, last but not least, the members of our Labour movement, the members of our trade unions, who took a position and said, we are better together. Let us acknowledge them today. And friends, I'd now like to ask the platform party, including our brilliant Deputy Leader Harriet Harman and Joanna Baxter, Douglas and Jim, all of our MPs, our MSPs and our Labour Party staff to come and join us on the stage for a photo call. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.